producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Oh, wow, it was amazing. I mean, it was a tough game for Alabama, but they pulled it off. And, you know, I was confident from the beginning that I thought Alabama would win, but I will say there were a couple of moments there that I thought, you know, that they may have lost it. But it was an exciting game, and I think anybody that, even the Clemson fans, even though ultimately they were disappointed, I think they're very proud of those guys did a great job in doing the best they could against Alabama. They just wasn't good enough.
There's Congressman Robert Alderholt from Alabama commenting on Alabama winning the NCAA football title this week with their victory over Clemson. And that highlights sort of the conversation that's been going on a lot of the sports talk radio programs and stations around the country. And it usually comes in to number 10 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And there is no exception to that this week. The NFL playoffs, also a big conversation. Give me a basketball season, things like that on the countdown at number 10. That's our homage to the sports talk world. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll hear me refer to it as the TRCS when I'm in a jam for time and don't have time to spill it all out. This is the second full week for the week of January 11th to the 15th, the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the premier publication of folks in the talk radio industry, whether it's, well, not just radio, but talk television as well, reviewing this and having input as well, along with my staff. Here the information comes from monitoring talk radio programs all across the country. This is the list for this week, the official list, starting at number 10. Well, we got number 10 out of the way, so let's keep going.
Number 9,
Oscar nominations. Lots of talk about entertainment this week, conversation about who's up on the list. Here are our hosts Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to movie critic Dean Richards about the surprises in the Academy Award nominations this year.
What was the biggest surprise to you? What shocked you?
That Ridley Scott was not nominated for Best Director for The Martian. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I loved the film. I thought it was so entertaining. And part of why it was so entertaining was because of the way that film was constructed by Ridley Scott. It's quite genius.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was no fan of Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight. But I'm a little surprised that he didn't get nominated for Best Director. Now, it's not my cup of tea, but I appreciate the technique and what went into a production like that. I was a little surprised that he wasn't nominated also. I'll say in my snub category, either of you seen the movie Room yet?
I have not.
No.
Make it a must-see. It's not an easy film to watch. It's about a mother who's a woman who's abducted, raped and abducted, has a child while she's being held in captivity. And the little boy lives the first 5 years of his life in captivity, has never been outside. It's a heartbreaking film.
Mm-hmm.
But amazing performances. And this little boy, Jacob Tremblay is his name, should have definitely been nominated for a Best Supporting Role. Helen Mirren was amazing, as she always is, in the movie Trumbo.
Yeah.
Playing Hedda Hopper, she should have been nominated. And I was a little surprised that the movie Trumbo didn't get a nomination. Also, Trumbo was a pretty great movie. Trumbo, the Steve Jobs movie, was not nominated.
Oh.
Danish Girl was not nominated.
Wow.
Carol was not nominated for Best Picture. So, I mean, there have been some movies that I think are among the best that came out this year that did not get nominations.
Number 8.
Number 8 on our list in the Talk Radio Countdown world, the Powerball jackpot, all of the hoopla before the winner or winners were announced, and then what happened after that. Here's talk host Kim Kerrigan with ABC's Alex Stone. He was at a 7-Eleven in Chino Hills, California, where one of the three winning Powerball drawings took place.
Are you a winner, my friend, or did you play? What's the story?
To be perfectly honest, I have not looked because we have had such a wild night of tracking down and trying to figure out where it was and then showing up at this 7-Eleven store where I am right now in Chino Hills that I actually haven't looked yet. But I can tell you it was a crazy scene at this 7-Eleven when we got here. It seemed like the entire town of Chino Hills had come together and tried to squeeze into the store to celebrate. And there were about 100 people that were, you could not move inside the store. And they were all surrounding the assistant manager here, celebrating him. Faruqi M is his name. He believes he's the one who sold the winning ticket. And he was like the master of ceremonies, leading the group as they were chanting, Chino Hills, Chino Hills. He was a crazy team.
So do they think that it's a local who won it, or you know, do they have enough traffic there that it could be somebody from the outside?
Well, it could be somebody from the outside. There is a local who is claiming, at least online, that he has the ticket. Of course, everybody said it's him. We all know him. He's a great guy. We're all buddies with him. But they haven't confirmed it yet. And it's, yeah, exactly. They're super good buddies now. But the ticket that he's holding up looks real on Instagram. But there have been cases in the past where it's pretty easy to fake something online and to manipulate a photo and make it look like that you've got the winning ticket. So the lottery is saying, wait a second, it has to be turned in and verified. They have no indication that he's actually the winner. They don't know who the winner is in California. They don't know who the winners are in Florida or in Munford, Tennessee either. So there are three winners. They will have to split the $1.6 billion. They will each get about $527 million, somewhere around there, once it all breaks down. But somebody in this town, most likely in this town, but who bought their ticket at this 7-Eleven where I am right now, they are a whole lot richer today.
And it turned out that it wasn't that fellow at all. It was a lady who worked in a nursing home who got the ticket, and the owner of the nursing home is the person who bought the tickets, bought a whole bunch of tickets, gave them to all his employees, and she just happened to get the, to get the lucky number. So that's where we are at number seven. Number eight, the Powerball jackpot. Man, could you go anywhere and not see or hear people talking about that this week? Number seven is up next. It's 14 past the hour on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I use, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators January Flooring Sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate, and our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Number 7.
El número 7. Is that Spanish? The financial markets. Price of oil and gasoline. Earlier this week on my weekday Good Day program, I talked to financial analyst Carter Daugherty about the global impact of what's going on with the Chinese stock market.
I would bear in mind one important thing about the stock market, which is that very, very few non-Chinese actually own any bits of the Chinese stock market. So,
well, very
directly
Chinese,
speaking, it's a very limited exposure.
What I understand is that only like 90 million people have interest in the Chinese stock market that are Chinese.
About 6% of the Chinese versus about 55% of Americans who are invested right. in stocks.
So why are we getting all worked up about this?
Well, these things do have ripple effects, and it's not so much the disarray, strictly speaking, in the Chinese stock market that we need to think about, but the disarray in overall economic policy. China's currency, which matters very much for trade affecting all Americans, has been declining. And more broadly speaking, the Chinese are a little bit of an inflection point. They have some decisions to make about rebalancing their economy away from this big dependence on big industry and exports and toward services and domestic consumption, and they haven't quite figured out how to square that circle yet.
All right, so let's talk about something else that seems to also be getting under the skin of some investors, and I don't know why. The price of oil is below $30 a barrel, and so people say, well, this is bad for the economy. No one, the average person doesn't get that at all because they're paying a lot less for fuel. They are, as a result, paying less for an airplane ticket. The airlines are making all kinds of dough. So why is this bad?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's unadulterated badness, so to speak, but you do have to think about energy producers, for example, in the North Dakota, where you had this big boom in American oil production, and that's tapered off as a result of the lower price. But you could also look on the bright side of that, saying that this is going to force the industry to shake out and become more efficient. So I think you'll find there are two sides of that.
But why do we have so much oil? What is there? There are different kinds of oil. I know there's West Texas Intermediate crude, whatever the heck that is. And then there's that's only something that we can run through two or three of the processors here, petroleum refineries in our country, but it's sold overseas, and then there are other grades that are more expensive. What do we need to know about the stockpiles?
What you need to understand is that there's been a shock from the demand and supply side. On the demand side, the slowdown in the Chinese economy in particular has limited demand for oil, far below what would have been expected, say, 2-3 years ago. And on the supply side, the technological revolution, you've probably heard of it, fracking, has dramatically increased the potential supply of oil, and it's done so in a way that was surprising to the traditional producers like Saudi Arabia. So they've in turn opened the taps to drive the price further down. And their goal is to drive out the higher cost producers and then eventually see the price rise. But whether they can pull that off is another matter.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Lots of turmoil and interest in Sean Penn having a conversation with the great El Chapo. I put the great in quotation marks. Here are our hosts Gary Hoffman and Shannon Farron talking about what Sean Penn's Rolling Stone interview with El Chapo was really about.
Sean Penn interviewed
El Chapo
for Rolling Stone magazine.
I know, right there. It's like, what? Wait, go back. What?
It is absolutely, I would say, worth the time that it would take to read the article. Because there are idiosyncrasies about the way Sean Penn writes it. There are weird stories about the life that El Chapo has to live when he's outside of prison. And obviously this is before he was rearrested last week. And the what makes Sean Penn tick in terms of why he would do this in the first place.
And how he is such a mark. Like, it's so clear to me that El Chapo just wanted to sleep with this actress, this Mexican actress. And that is how this all came about. And we'll get into all of it, including the great quotes. Because, yeah, like Gary said, his writing reminds me of a freshman in high school who's taking his first creative writing class. Just throwing words out there, an adjective here, trying to write so much.
Yeah, and if it was almost anyone other than Sean Penn, if it was almost anyone else in Hollywood that would have done this interview, I would have shrugged it off and said, that's an obvious publicity attempt. I do have a certain amount of respect for Sean Penn, and I do have a certain amount of respect for the things that he has done. But this is weird. This is not a philanthropic thing. It's not a selfless thing where he goes and helps some third world country. He's talking to a guy who is responsible for the deaths of thousands of people.
Sean Penn likes to fancy himself a journalist, and a journalist, a trained journalist, would know how to go into this interview. Sean Penn does not.
and he says that. I mean, he knows he is not what he thinks he is, I guess, if that makes sense. He knows that he's not the journalist, and he's definitely not the one. But the whole thing starts with him talking about all of the subterfuge that goes into interviewing the leader of the world's largest drug cartel, with burner phones, with encrypted emails, black phones that are mirrored, anonymous email addresses, and then an unsent message that you saved as a draft form that's then opened by somebody else that's an actual email but not actually an email. I mean, all of this crazy, crazy stuff. And then meeting up with Kate Del Castillo, who is a Mexican famous, I was going to say world famous, but a Mexican famous actress who played a, I think it was a drug cartel leader in something called the Queen of the South or whatever it was in Spanish.
This whole thing started when she tweeted about, hey, instead of running drugs and trafficking people, why don't we start trafficking bad politicians? Why don't you use your money to do good? Why not build up communities instead of tearing them down with drugs and drug running and the whole bit? And somehow El Chapo's people or El Chapo sees her tweet and is like, oh, I like ye, you know, I like what she's saying. And so you're thinking like, oh, maybe this, here's this actress who's going to cut through. And maybe this guy who has ruined communities in Mexico and the United States with drugs and killing and cartels, maybe she cut through to him. Maybe he's going to use his money for good. And so he agrees to do an interview with her and Sean Penn because there's going to be a movie made about him.
That's, yeah, he believes that was the point of it, was he's going to be famous.
And he's going to sleep with this actress.
Exactly. He believes somewhere in his little El Chapo mind, I can score with this one.
Yes.
She is mine.
And Sean Penn doesn't get the fact that he is a pawn.
What a story. Some of the nuances. One of the things that I love about listening to the input from other talk radio programs is that even in my role as a host, I hear things. I listen to some of the other talk radio programs and I try to nose around and find out as much as I can about things. I didn't know some of the information that came from Gary Hoffman and Shannon Farron in there. So we all learn something. And that's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. So you can learn every week what the hot hits are in the world.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coast to coast and border to border around the world, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Before we get back to our countdown from number 5 to number 1 in this half hour, we've already done from number 10 to number 6, so let's review where we are. Sports Talk Radio, pretty much the usual circumstances at number 10. The Oscar nominations at number 9. Record Powerball Jackpot number 8. Financial markets, price of oil, et cetera, number 7. And the interview that Sean Penn did with El Chapo comes in at number 6.
Number 5.
So we get to number 5. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? The passing of David Bowie. Here's talk host Joel Riley with Jason Hanley from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They discuss the passing of this rock legend. He died just toward the end of last week, actually, at the age of 69.
David Bowie, the passing over the weekend, it just caught so many people. It felt like a flat foot, off guard. And, I mean, still, when you go to social media, I mean, people are still just gushing about, you know, how much impact he had on their career or the music, what it meant to them. Surprising to me, the guy only had 2 number one hits.
Yeah, you know, David Bowie's definitely one of those guys that's interesting in that way. And as I've been thinking about it over the last 24 hours since, you know, we got the news of his passing, and like you said, it was a real shock. You know, he's somebody who was such an artist. He was such an experimenter. He tried to do new things. He looked for what sounds were out there and found ways to twist them. And he sort of flirted with the pop charts, if we think of, you know, things like Let's Dance, which was probably one of his biggest hits. But the impact of what he did and the music he created influenced so many other people. So in his case, he's a great example where the hits aren't necessarily the whole story.
Well, and that's it. You know, when you talk about the way people handle careers, reinventing yourself or whatever. But I mean, he was almost like a different person when he performed.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing, is that each character he did, whether it was Ziggy Stardust, Aladdin Sane, the Thin White Duke, all these kind of characters he took on over the years, he played the role to the fullest. I mean, David Bowie is a guy who came out of a kind of British art school tradition where they believed that theater and music and, you know, drama, all this stuff was tied together. So for Bowie, when he got on stage as Ziggy Stardust, he was Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to quantify, but, you know, just some of the numbers that jumped out at me. He released 111 singles, which when you look at his performing life, that's two a year for the entire career. I mean, there probably are not very many more prolific artists or groups ever.
Yeah, and especially when you combine that with what we were just saying a minute ago, Joel, that each of those releases, he was doing something new.
Yeah.
He wasn't just turning out the same thing over and over. So to think about somebody who was that prolific, had that many albums, that many singles over the years, and was always trying to push the envelope and find new sounds and do new things, you really get somebody who's a really special, amazing musician.
Number four.
Number four on the countdown, the battle against Daesh. The bad guys in the Middle East, one of the many groups, I guess, that are bad guys. Here's Talk Host Don DiGiorgio with Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. They discuss the Fed's investigation of a police shooting in Pennsylvania that appears to be tied to Daesh.
What's your takeaway today from the FBI involvement?
Well, I wanted to talk to the special agent who's involved in this investigation. Senator Casey joined me on the conference call to have this conversation. Look, it's pretty straightforward, right? The shooter declared his allegiance to ISIS. He stated he was doing it in the name of Islam. He said he wanted to kill cops because they're enforcing laws that are not consistent with the Quran. Obviously, this is a militant Islamist extremist terrorist. That's what he is. It is the Joint Terrorism Task Force that is pursuing this. The FBI is working with the Philadelphia Police Department jointly. Their investigation is proceeding. But it does underscore that the risk posed by ISIS is not limited to the Middle East and Paris and Beirut. You know, this risk can manifest itself at Fort Hood in San Bernardino and now Philadelphia. So it's a dangerous world. We've got to wipe these guys out. This ISIS, whether or not they actually command the attack, they certainly are inspiring these attacks.
Well, and something that would help is not to violate the law by having sanctuary city status. And this mayor rescinded what Mayor Nutter had some good judgment to make it less of a sanctuary city. He went back to being like San Francisco.
Yeah, and let's remember what we're talking about here. This sanctuary city idea, it's such a bad idea, Don. This is compelling the police to not cooperate with federal law enforcement if the suspect is an illegal immigrant.
Or potentially it could be a terrorist, even.
Absolutely.
And President Obama said to Nutter, Nutter has said this publicly, Senator, that, the Homeland Security said, look, and then these really egregious things, you can't, you got to give them over to ICE, you can't be doing this.
It's unbelievable. I mean, think about it. If this were somebody, if somebody was suspected of a crime and other law enforcement, federal law enforcement agents said, hey, hang on onto that guy. We want to investigate him for money laundering. We want to investigate him for burglary, whatever it might be. They would do it. But if he's an illegal immigrant, then we must release him. It's unbelievable. And let's also consider which category of illegal immigrant is this administration willing to actually deport. It is only violent criminals. It is only very dangerous people.
Mm-hmm.
And by virtue of being a sanctuary city, the administration is forbidding the police department from holding, detaining a suspect until the DHS, the ICE agents, the federal law enforcement can take this person, who is certainly a danger to the community, or this administration would have no interest in deporting them.
Number three.
Number three situation here, staying with the Middle East theme, but moving over to Iran, the incident with those U.S. sailors. Here are talk hosts Susan Rose and John Zack with military analyst David Bellavia. They discuss what Bellavia believes is behind Iran's capture and release of those U.S. sailors.
We've heard that this brief detention of the U.S. soldiers was timed to embarrass President Obama as he made his final State of the Union address. What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know how much more embarrassment we could pile on this poor president. I mean, I would say that if Iran was looking to embarrass the president of the United States, the nuclear deal he signed with them and was touting that the State of the Union did a fine job of embarrassing him globally. But, again, there's a lot wrong with this story, whether or not it was time to embarrass a president during the State of the Union address. I don't have any information on that. I will tell you, though, just talking to friends overnight, having vessels this close to the Iranian waterways and not having rules of engagement that allows these individuals to A, defend themselves and B, be so far away from their actual mother vessels for support is a serious problem. And anytime we have America, this is the third time this has happened. When you look at the situation with the British troops, two times before this. So it's Iran. You know, if this is how they act when we sign an agreement with them, with friends like these, who needs enemies?
You know, both of these American patrol boats that were detained by the Iranians both had their own separate navigational equipment, and there are questions being raised now whether both of them could have mistakenly gone off course.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, first of all, it would imply that there was some sort of jamming system used, but, you know, this is the United States Navy. It's the greatest Navy in the history of man. We don't just rely on GPS. We have backup redundancies across the board. You know, so it's, if one thing goes down, something else pops in. But again, there's always a vessel watching over and keeping an eye on them. So that implies that not only did these two vessels lose their tracking and their bearing, but we lost their tracking and their bearing to try to find them. None of that makes sense. This sounds to me like we're just kind of covering up for a hostile action. Where these Iranians came and threatened to destroy and pointed guns at sailors that were doing their job and to avoid an international incident. You know, some stories come out, which I don't think is far from this administration's past.
An interesting wrinkle on that story, isn't it? Huh? Again, that's one of the great things about our Talk Radio Countdown show, an overview of what's being said by many different people in many circumstances in talk radio programs around the country, so that you actually learn something. We're here to not teach, but to expose you to lots of different ideas. The top 10 items in the news talk world, that's our fodder here on the Talk Radio Countdown show, where it's 43 past the hour.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES 2016 just concluded in Las Vegas, and digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for a look at what's new in consumer electronics and technology. Mario, what caught your eye at CES this year?
Ford announced owners of Sync 3-equipped vehicles will have new options to access their smartphones. iPhone owners can activate Apple CarPlay, which allows them to use Siri to access maps, music, contacts, and more. And Android smartphone users will use Android Auto so they can access Google Now, maps, music, and more as well. And Intel is announcing partnerships with sports organizations and athletic brands to digitize sports. For example, the Intel-innovated Recon Snow Tube goggles can give skiers vital information like performance and trail maps. In audio news, LG's MusicFlow SH7 soundbar is Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Google Cast connected. It enables you to stream your music from your mobile devices or PC. 4 different speaker sizes, 3 new soundbars to choose from so you can customize what fits into your space and budget. And Zag, they introduced NowCam. A new compact action camera is going to let people share their memories more easily. Simple dial controls, 3 modes you can use, video burst, and still shots. You can capture your favorite moments and then easily share them to your social media. Lifeproof announced the free power for iPhone 6S Plus. It's the first waterproof battery case for a plus-size iPhone. It gives protection against water, snow, dirt, and drops. And on top of that, it's a battery case too, so it's going to double your battery capacity.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver, and 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers.
And if I can do it, you can do it too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Number two.
Number two item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the State of the Union message. Here's host Gary Rivers with Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio about the president's final State of the Union.
The president just had his final State of the Union address, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are on how he did and where the country is headed.
I think it's important to look back where we were when he took office and we were losing 800,000 jobs a month in the auto industry, you know, very important to Northeast, to where we live in Northeast Ohio, especially important. And after we did the auto rescue and the Recovery Act, we've seen an unprecedented 71 months in a row of job growth. Not good enough, because there's still people unemployed and there's still wages are still far too flat for people in Massillon and Canton and Alliance. Too many people haven't had a raise. I want to see the president focus on that. Part of that is the earned income tax credit, which we expanded last year, which means people making up to $50,000 with kids will get $3,000-$4,000 back on their taxes, real money in their pockets to buy things for their kids and to fix up their house or fix their car or whatever they need.
All right. And, you know, I saw an interesting story. It said that the president is claiming the deficit has decreased by 2/3 since he's been in office, but it's still unbelievably high, is it not? Is there any chance that's going to just go away anytime soon? Or
the deficit has come down. The deficit exploded in 2007 and 8 under President Bush, partly because of the unpaid for Iraq war, partly because of tax cuts that went to mostly to the wealthy and didn't really trickle down. In the beginning of the Obama years, because so many people were out of work and drawing unemployment, as we've seen economic growth, only 71 months, consecutive months of economic growth, we've seen the deficit automatically come down because fewer people need help and more people are paying taxes. Still not good enough. We still need to pay attention. We need better paying jobs, a better manufacturing policy. Kill the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The president's wrong on that one, as was President Bush on other trade agreements, as was President Clinton on the North American Free Trade Agreement. We've got to, that's a big part of how we need to grow this economy, is a better trade policy.
All right, so your thoughts at as we get into the final, maybe I'm going to make this a little bit of a talk show. When I listen to stuff like that, my own bias comes out. That was Senator Sherrod Brown with Gary Rivers, Ohio talk show host, talking about what is, in my mind, a wrinkle that's so politically charged. Because he's a Democrat, it appears that he's feels like he has to stick up for the president. But to listen to him paint a rosy picture of stuff that's going on in this country, it seems to be the height of something that's not obscene, but silly. But there are a lot of people who are listening who like the president, and that's A-okay. One of the things that does distress me about the state of the world in the talk radio or the news talk radio business is that there's so much on the right and not so much on the left. What I would love to see, wouldn't you love to see a program that just had information that came from both sides equally? I admit to my bias, and some people think that that's swell. Well, we've sort of cultured people into thinking that talk radio is all about politics, or it's about the right and the left, and there's, you know, nobody who's really sort of putting things together in the middle. So I guess I'm dreaming out loud here. I would like to think that there's a way for us to present some of the programs that I've done and some of the stations I worked at over the years before we had this really dull reality of pretty much all conservative talk radio. We had people on radio stations that presented both points of view. You have somebody like Ed Schultz on, you'd have Rush Limbaugh on. It is interesting and entertaining. But unfortunately, some of the stuff that we have right now is not such in that state. Okay, so that's number two. Number one, the big presidential debate up next.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week, the presidential race, the debate, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get started first with Bill Cunningham on his radio program in Cincinnati, talking to Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky about not making the cut this week in the debate.
How'd you feel about missing the major leagues on the debates? Some of the polling came at a time that was bad for your campaign. How'd you feel about that?
You know, we think that it's unfair for the media or the party to pre-decide who's going to win the election or who can't win the election. So for us, it was very important not to be designated as a second-tier campaign because, you know, we've raised $25 million. We have 1,000 precinct chairmen in Iowa. And the interesting thing is the polls really haven't been that accurate. We had polling in Kentucky, you know, for the governor's race. Everybody said the Democrats would win by 5 and the Republican won by 8. They were off 13 points in a two-person race. We've had people at 5% in Iowa who have actually ended up winning the race. So we think we're still in the hunt, and we just don't want the media to be able to decide the election in advance.
You have to decide real soon, Senator Rand Paul, I think, to go left or go right. That moment is coming where you have to file something and to file for your Senate seat. Are you definitely going to run for re-election in the state of Kentucky?
Absolutely. We've already filed for re-election for the U.S. Senate and for the presidency, and in our state we can now do it simultaneously because we're now a caucus state in Kentucky, and I'm one of the few candidates who've continued to do their job as senator. I show up and vote every day. In fact, I led the effort on auditing the Fed just 2 days ago in Washington, so I continue to have a very good voting record and continue to make my day job.
Here's Talk Host Joel Heitkamp talking to Ed Schultz, the talk host, about the battle between Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Sanders.
Is the Clinton campaign in trouble?
Well, all indications are that they're certainly aware that they're behind. And this is not what you're talking about, the attack on health care on Bernie Sanders. It's not a super PAC ad. It's not a commercial. It's Hillary Clinton on the stump in Iowa saying that Bernie Sanders will change healthcare, not for the better, and it's a revolution that she couldn't buy into, and she threw in Governor Terry Branstad's name, who's a hard righty who progressives can't stand in Iowa. I mean, this is as strong a pushback that we've seen from Hillary Clinton throughout all of this process. I mean, throughout all this, liberals have been asking, okay, where is Hillary going to jab at Bernie? Healthcare? Really? I mean, Bernie Sanders has been the picture of universal healthcare out of the United States Congress since the day he walked in the door from Vermont. And this is puzzling. I talked to no less than three members of the House this morning. They're totally puzzled as to why Hillary is doing this. And on top of that, they send Chelsea out on the campaign trail to connect Bernie Sanders to the Republicans and their vote to get rid of Obamacare in the House. It's borderline outrageous. So if nobody else thinks the Clintons are in trouble, I can tell you the Clintons know where the radar screen is when it comes to the surgence of Bernie Sanders. They are behind right now. And they better have a good ground game in Iowa or they're not going to win.
Well, and I was talking about the strategy of eke out a win in Iowa, head up to New Hampshire. You're in Bernie's background. If you lose there, your stopgap is South Carolina. Have you seen any polling data in South Carolina that shows that this movement is switching there?
Well, he's gaining, but South Carolina is going to be a heavy lift for Bernie Sanders. But who's from South Carolina? Jim Clyburn. The spotlight's going to be on Jim Clyburn, who I believe has been not really committed to any candidate at this point that I'm aware of. But he, of course, will become a player, and they'll be courting his endorsement big time. He is a huge figure in the Democratic leadership of the House and has been for years and certainly has a following of the African-American community in South Carolina. The thing that's scary for the Clintons right now, and I say both of them because he's in on this thing, too. The thing that's scary is the demographics. The demographics are showing that a 74-year-old independent candidate from Vermont is capturing the hearts of the 20 and the 30 and the 40-somethings. And they are the folks that are willing to get out and do the groundwork and fight for change. So this is a fight none of us anticipated.
I think it's pretty interesting. Yeah, that is. I mean, you get right down to it. The millennials like Bernie Sanders. All right, let's quickly review where we are. Actually, if you go to DougSteffen.com, the poll this weekend, as with most weekends, has the top 10 talk topics listed. Which one's the most important one to you? Sports, talk radio, Oscar nominations, the Powerball jackpot, the price of oil, Sean Penn's interview, death of David Bowie, the battles in the Middle East, State of the Union, or the presidential race. Please tell us which one is most important to you. Go in there, visit, see what else there is of interest and importance at DougSteffen.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.